On the line, fella going to be coming to our Cajun Dome very, very soon. Jude, our special guest is...
Eric Church. Good morning, brother.
Morning, guys. Hope you're doing well.
We are doing quite well. And yourself, sir?
Doing good, yeah.
Blood, sweat, and beers. How you come up with a name for a tour like that?
That's what it's taken. You know, people ask me all the time, how did you get to where you are? And the long and the short of it is... a lot of blood, a lot of sweat, a lot of beers. You know, that's what it's taken on our journey. It's been a long time, you know, for us. A lot of bars, a lot of clubs, a lot of about starving to death along the way, you know. But to get to where this, especially this past year has been, I just wanted, as we took the next step and as we went into the arenas, I wanted people to still know that, you know, my job every night is to turn that arena or that big room into a club or a bar, into the places that, you know, people are familiar with us and they know what it's going to be. So it's going to be a rowdy environment, you know, and we make no apologies for that. It's going to be a party, and I'm going to party, and I hope they party.
Of course, you're coming to our Cajun Dome on October 18th, and your pals, the Moore brothers, Kip and Justin, going to be part of it. Can you jump over Justin Moore?
I know. Never tried, man. Never tried.
Do you think you might try that night?
He's a depending on how wound up the show gets. Yeah, it depends. But he's a Justin's a guy that I have a lot of respect for, just because you're kind of like ourselves. They've played. You know, we played the same play. We played every bar and club in America. You know, but 15 times, and I respect that a lot. I admire that. I know what that path can be like, and. He's a guy that I've known for a while, and he's certainly somebody that's putting in the work. And I just got a chance to meet Kip. I didn't know Kip, and I just met him this past weekend, first weekend of the tour. Love what he does, love his record, you know. So it's gonna be fun to get to know him more tour goes on.
Eric Church, our special guest on the Star Line. Of course, we mentioned he's coming here, but now, congratulations, man! I know you're an overnight success and all, but this Chief album, man, some type of spectacular, and nominated for all kind of CMA awards. Springsteen is up for everything. You just must be tickled pink.
I'm surprised. I mean, I'm still trying to get my head around how we got from where we were. There were a lot of times in our career that I wasn't really sure where we belonged. You know, I've heard two rock for country, two country for rock. I've heard everything, you know, and there was a lot of times we were kind of beating our head against the wall trying to get noticed for anything, you know. So to go from there to five nominations is certainly something that it's been hard to get my head around, you know, but it's quite something.
Has there been anybody along the path that you've kind of really looked up to, or maybe has kind of been a mentor for you that said somebody that we may not be that familiar with?
I think for me, one of the first real moments where that happened was probably Bob Seger. I was we were out with the Flats tour, and then that ended, and we ended up on the Bob Seger touring with him, you know, and just a guy that, you know, he was out there probably, I don't know, 61, 2, something like that, years old, and for him to go out and play these arenas at a time when I was early in my career and I could, you know, we had half a song maybe. And for me to go out and see these guys who've been doing it 40, 50 years and to do it at the level that they did, all it was Found in Lights. There were no tricks, you know, it was just Found in Lights and the fans. And the connection between them every night and getting to hang out with Bob some was just something that was special as a young artist, you know, for me to see, because it really showed me how important longevity was. I didn't know that would end up, you know, later coming to fruition in our career, you know, because you want things to happen fast when you're young like that. And I certainly did. But I didn't realize how much our path would mirror their path. But it was good to get to know them at the time.
Now, getting back to the tour and, again, coming to our Cajun Dome October 18th, Blood, Sweat, and Beers. This is, like, your first time you're headlining, actually, the big arenas, right?
Yeah, first time. We started in the spring. This has been this year. We've been doing it. It's been, you never know, you know, when you do something like that, and it's been wildly successful.
Well, from personal experience, I've seen you at the Grand Ole Opry, I've seen you in the clubs, I've seen you in the big stages, and especially in the big stages, if you haven't been to an Eric Church show, you may just be wore out by the end of it, but that's a good thing, brother. You put on a great show.
Thank you, man. It's I want to give every ounce, you know, I mean, that's one thing that I've always promised, and I think how we got here, you know, is I don't care if I die up there, you know, I'm going to give, I'm going to empty the tank, and I'll give it all, you know, so The great shows are the ones when that crowd does the same thing, and we both leave there spent, you know, and that's always always the goal for me.
Well, I'll tell you, the folks in South Louisiana are excited to have you here. It's been our pleasure to visit with you. Thank you for the great songs. The Springsteen song still gets lots and lots of love, and the new Creepin' song is certainly lighting up the phone for us, too.
We appreciate you guys playing everything, and we can't wait to get down there. It's something that we're really looking forward to.
Eric Church, our guest on the Starline this morning. Safe travels, my friend. We will see you in October.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.